coming up on episode number 494. Well, I'm very fortunate to get a lot of emails from performers, from artists, and from labels that send me great cover songs to play on the show. And a lot of times I don't want to wait for a theme show that's going to fit that song. So I put together a show called The Indie Hodgepodge, and that happens to be what's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's August 5th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of the Indie Hodgepodge on Coverville. Again, you know, where I get independent artists who've sent in music and try and arrange them in a very pleasing order. But other than that, there really is no theme to the show. Now, that said, I will say that the songs you're going to hear tonight do take a lot of the originals in a very drastically different direction. And I'll leave it to you to decide which ones do it better than others. But I think that all the music we've got lined up on tonight's show is just fantastic. And we're going to kick things off with a track by Colin Asquith. Of course, Mamma Mia, the ABBA musical turned movie, is doing very well in theaters. And so leave it to me to kind of capitalize on that and play a couple of ABBA covers on tonight's show. The first of which is, again, by Colin Asquith, and it's a cover of Take a Chance on Me.
Change your mind. Well, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. So just take a chance on me. And if you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around if you've got no place to go. And if you're feeling down, oh, we can go dancing, we can go walking, spend some time together. Just talk and we could walk and I get to know you better. Cause you know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm in love with you, it's magic. You just wanna leave me there, afraid of a love affair. But I think that you know that I can't let go. So if you're all alone and the pretty birds have flown, baby, I'm still free. So take a chance on me. I'm gonna do my very best. And it ain't no lie. And if you put me to the test, and if you let me try, oh, you can take your time, baby. I'm in no hurry. I know I'm gonna get you. Tell you now, my love is strong. first in line. Honey, I'm still free, so just take a chance on me. And if you need me, let me know, 'cause I'm gonna be around if you've got no place to go. And if you're feeling down, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me.
The Fire Apes with a cover of S.O.S., and you'll find that on their album A Perfect Day for Banana Fish, which came out in 2005. Got a couple of great covers by the Fire Apes, thanks to Frank, their manager, and you'll be hearing the other one very soon as well. But I love that cover of S.O.S., so decided to make that the first one that I play by them. Excellent, excellent album, or song there, by the Fire Apes. Before that, you heard Colin Asquith with a cover of ABBA's Take a Chance on Me. kind of rounding out a mini ABBA cover story. Not like I haven't done enough ABBA cover stories in the history of Coverville, but great track there as well. And of course, if you look in the show notes for today's show, not only do I include the Amazon links and iTunes links where they're available, I'll also include links to the independent artists' websites where you can find out more about their music and listen to more samples and maybe even listen to some of their originals. Look for that on coverville.com. Coverville tonight is sponsored by Audio Engine. Great speakers, great technology. Let's see, I talked about their wireless adapters on the last show, so let's talk about their speakers, and I'm going to focus on their bookshelf speakers. Now, these are larger than your typical desktop speakers. They're bookshelf speakers. What's really cool about them, other than their amazing sound and their gorgeous piano finish, is that they are so flexible. You can plug, basically they've got a pass-through port on the back where you can plug in a regular two-prong plug. Maybe it's your stereo system, maybe it's your Xbox 360, maybe it's your PlayStation, whatever it is, you can plug that in there, and then you've got options for how you want to plug in your sound into these speakers. And you don't need a separate amplifier, you don't need a separate tuner or any of that stuff. You just plug in what you're trying to listen to right into the speakers, and they deliver incredible, room-filling, rich sound. They've also got a USB port on the top, which also has power. So if you've got an iPod or a Zune or something else that charges itself via USB, you can plug that in there and you don't have to worry about frequently taking it out to charge it up to listen to. Also, it's got two 1/8 inch jacks, one on top and one on the back. And what's really useful for that, and this is an unadvertised feature, is that you can have two music sources coming in independently at the same time. So maybe you want to have your music on while you're playing a video game. Well, you just pipe one into one port and pipe another one into the other port, and you can listen to both of them simultaneously out through the same speakers. They're awesome. I can't tell you enough about them. They're just fantastic. Go check them out yourself. Go to audioengineusa.com or, even more simply, go to coverville.com/audioengine. You'll also find links in the show notes where you can check out Audio Engine USA. All right, let's continue with another track. This one, I have to thank Shelby Miller over at Shifted Sound, a great, great independent music podcast, basically songs that should be in movies, independent artist music, songs that should be in movies. I don't know if that's his tagline, but it should be. And this is a great example. It's a cover of Love Plus One by Haircut 100, a great 80s tune, covered here by Miho Plaza. And this is one of those songs that I think takes the original in a drastically different direction. Here's Miho Plaza with Love Plus One.
One. ma voix, écoute ma prière. Écoute mon cœur qui bat, laisse-toi faire. Je t'en prie, ne sois pas feu rouge quand me vient l'eau à la bouche. Je te veux confiant, je te sens craintif. Je te veux docile, je te sens captif. Je t'en prie, ne sois pas farouche quand me vient l'eau à la bouche. Laisse-toi au gré du courant, porté dans le lit du torrent. Et dans le mien, si tu veux bien, quittons la rive. Doucement et sans contrainte. De quoi as-tu peur? Allons, n'aie nulle crainte. Je t'en prie, ne sois pas farouche quand me vient l'eau à la bouche. Cette nuit près de moi, tu viendras t'étendre. Oui, je serai calme, je saurai t'attendre. Et pour que tu ne t'es farouche, vois, je ne prends que ta bouche.
And I can hardly wait.
How much I'm a sucker for songs with electronica mixed with really sensual female vocals, and that one has got it in spades. That is Superstar by a group called Shock of Pleasure from their brand new album, It's About Time. They do that fantastic Carpenters cover right there that I played for you. They also do a cover of Spooky by Classics 4, which you can guarantee I'll play before the end of the year. I think they're both just fantastic. And like a lot of the albums, and I'm going to mention this about a couple more here, the while there's only a couple covers on the album, the whole album by Shock of Pleasure, It's About Time, is fantastic. Holding it in my hand right here, like you can see it. I'm showing it to you. Big thanks to Amanda and Dana at Big Picture for letting me know about them. Fantastic. Before that, you heard, and I'm going to butcher this French here, Lou à la Boucher. Maybe I did okay there. Performed by Elodio from her 2008 album Stubborn. And that is another one that a recent album that I received that has a couple of covers on it, but that the whole album is just fantastic. And she's also kind of got that sensual vocals over electronica. And I love the addition of the bass line in that song. Big thanks over at Two Ships That Pass. That is Natalie who turned me on to them. Thank you, Natalie. And yeah, again, I can't tell you how much I recommend that album. And then we start off the set with Love Plus One, a B-side to the album by Miho Plaza, the self-titled debut album Miho Plaza. I'm not sure where that version or that song is available. However, you can find out more about Miho Plaza by going to myspace.com, Miho Plaza Music, or just plain Miho Plaza. And like I said, the links to all these artists will be in the show notes. Of course, Love Plus One, originally done by Haircut 100. All right, if you've missed a show or missed a dozen shows or maybe even missed 100 shows, maybe you came to Coverville kind of late and you want to catch up and you don't want to spend all that time going back through the archives and downloading. Have I got a deal for you? If you make a donation to Coverville, which will really help support the upcoming Coverville 500 show, if you make a donation of $30 or more to Coverville, I will send you a 3-DVD set containing all 500 of the first episodes of Coverville. And that includes the AAC versions or the MP3 versions, whichever one you'd prefer, of episodes 300 through 500. If you want to donate more, please feel free. I'm not going to stop you. But if you donate $30 or more, then you'll automatically get that 3-DVD set. And the artwork for this set, I'm telling you, it's almost worth the price of admission alone. Again, the fantastic Shelby Miller, who I mentioned earlier in the show, just such an amazing, talented artist, and he's done so much work for Coverville, for the t-shirts you get at Cafe Press, and for the upcoming Coverville 500 show. Everything you basically see at that show is thanks to him and his amazing talent. But anyway, he's designing the DVDs, the cover, and the box that it comes in. So, like I said, it's almost worth the price of admission just on its own. All that is available. Just go to coverville.com, and you'll find the PayPal link over on the side. Okay, now this one, this is a cover of a song that I was previously unfamiliar with. Actually, a cover of a band that I was previously unfamiliar with. The original artist is Chivalry, which is like a another term for a drunk serenade. But it's also the name of a band that, well, I hate to say it, but also kind of has that independent electronica indie sound with a female vocalist. And so it was actually finding this cover, which I really like. It's Oh No by Kaiser Cartel from their 2008 album March 4th. It actually prompted me to go out and find the original, which I also enjoy. So this is one of those super rare pleasures where it's a cover I didn't know about, and it led me to a new musical discovery. And hopefully it will do the same for you. Once again, here's Oh No, performed by Kaiser Cartel from their 2008 album March 4th.
Break down. Oh, it expectations, ideals you used to play with. They've finally taken shape for us. What's good enough for you? Is good enough for me? Now you'll say, I know we love you.
closing out with a song that was originally written by Randy Newman but made very popular by Joe Cocker and covered there by Lynn McEwen from the self-titled debut album from 2006, You Can Leave Your Hat On. Great rendition there. A nice bluesy take on that song. Before that, you heard the Acorn. Now, did you pick up on what song that was? That was Cyndi Lauper's theme to the movie The Goonies from the 80s, performed there by a group called The Acorn. Of course, it's called Good Enough, parenthetical, The Goonies Are. You remember the title of that was The Goonies Are Good Enough. Quite a dramatic change to that song in the cover there. And then we start off with that cover of Shiveree called Oh No, and that is from Kaiser Cartel, their brand new album, March 4th. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close out this edition of Coverville, the Indie Hodgepodge edition. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a suggestion or an idea or a request, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call me on the Coverville Red Phone, that is the request line, at 206-222-COVER. You can page me? You can't page me with that number. I don't care how many times you call it. You can also post messages on the forum or on the weblog at coverville.com. All right, we're going to be back on Thursday with another cover story. This coming up cover story is going to be the Dire Straits cover story because of Mark Knopfler's birthday coming up next week. So if you've got a suggestion or an idea for that, please let me know about it. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. I'll just say it right now. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.